Well, for all those people who didn't do their laundry because they thought the world was going to end, you better do it today because you better catch up. As for my position in the whole thing, listen, it's all my fault. Yeah, I know. It's all my fault. I know. But I can't resist being annoyed. Not about the world ending. It's because I get hundreds of emails almost every day about and Facebook messages from people who are, well, they're sincerely in pain. But I can't stop being bugged by the, I don't know, is it insouciance, is it innocence, or just an irritating, childish idea about astrology? It's my fault, I know. Because when we talked about the tsunami coming for months, actually it was no longer than months, I think it was ever since Uranus entered Pisces a few years ago, we all knew there was a tsunami coming. Fact is, we all thought it was metaphoric, and so did I. So it turned out to be literal. So when toward the end of the transit of Uranus and Pisces, I kept harping on don't kill yourself yet, there's hope. Actually, some people got the notion that as soon as Uranus entered Aries, all problems would be over and they could just go dancing in the sun and gathering daffodils. But that's not the way it works. Yes, Uranus in Aries demands a complete change of your life. You've got to have seen it. I mean, you couldn't possibly have missed it. A sweeping change of venue has taken place. There's no going back to what was before. It just isn't there. It's like visiting your old high school or hometown long after you graduated or moved away. It's just not the same. It's not like old times. Something significant has shifted. Your consciousness has changed. Is it better? Well, if it's so much better, then why is there still poverty, sickness, old age, and death? Well, that happens to be the truth of incarnation on this plane and on this planet. People still fall for, you know, they fall for people they have no business falling for. Businesses still go bust. And relationships are just as complicated as they ever were. There is, however, a new burst of energy with Uranus in Aries. And despite all the challenges that will constantly come up, which, by the way, only get bigger by the day, there's fight in you. Aries always provides you with the ability to fight and not give up. It is war. Sure, it's war. But it's an open conflict that separates differences, and that's what gets differences resolved. If we don't all end up killing each other, of course. That's why there's going to be plenty of conflict and scratching and clawing and biting and kicking with Uranus in Aries. Things change, they move forward, they spiral up the change of awareness. And that's not always comfortable. But it still drives me up the wall when people write to me and ask me when things are going to get better. Well, you know how it is. When you have a Jupiter transit or Venus or when planets gather and form angles favorable to the constellations you were born with, then it's a good period. When planets move into hard aspects, like 90 degrees or 180 degrees or other hard aspects relative to the natal positions of your own planets, then it's a, quote, bad period. You know, when you see it often enough, and when you live through enough cycles, you get the joke. We're tied to a wheel, and that wheel is half in the warm sunlight, the other half dips down into the murky, muddy, yucky swamp water. And that wheel is constantly turning. When the wheel is moving up above the surface toward the sunlight, you smile, you dry off, you're warm. You think, hey, life is good. Life, this ain't so bad. After all, I've been a good person. I've got some, you know, good karma. I've been through so much I deserve. Oh, no, shit. The wheel keeps turning. And there you go, you're headed back down toward the mucky, yucky water again. That's incarnation, my friends. That's the wheel. Pleasure and pain. Pleasure and pain. When is it going to get better? Some periods of struggle are longer than others, depending on the length of the planetary positions. And then, too, some people have more complicated horoscopes than others with greater conflicts and problems to work out. Listen, I can't stand it either. I dread those moments of tragedy and heartache and sorrow in my own life. I love chocolate-covered cherries. I hate when business goes bad. I feel lousy when I feel crappy or people die or go away. I want everybody to be happy too. So, how do you feel better when lightning strikes your own life? I don't know. For me, sometimes when I'm riding in a train or on a plane and I'm feeling particularly worried or crappy about one thing or another, you know what I do? I close my eyes and I imagine what it would feel like if everybody on that train or in the plane or even on the street walking, I close my eyes and try to imagine what it would be like if all the people around me were happy and getting what they wanted. You know what? That always helps. So please stop asking me when things are going to get better, okay? Thank you. Michael Luton for WOAO, New York.